Spiritual advancement, the object of camp meetings. Injury from manner of speaking. Elder Farnsworth, don't you think, Sister White, a great many of our ministers have received a great injury from their manner of speaking? Sister White, oh, yes, indeed. I have seen it over and over. My husband got in the way of sometimes raising his voice very loud, and it seemed as though he could not get out of that way. And there is a brother in blank that is dying just as surely as if he were putting a knife to his throat. Now, since I have come here, I have thought of that, and I must write to him.
Elder Kilgore, he has been told about that.
Elder Farnsworth,
they are all around in every conference.
Sister White, in my younger days, I used to talk too loud. The Lord has shown me that I could not make the proper impression upon the people by getting the voice to an unnatural pitch. Then Christ was presented before me, and his manner of talking. And there was a sweet melody in his voice. His voice, in slow, calm manner, reached those who listened. His words penetrated their hearts, and they were able to comprehend what he said before the next sentence was spoken. Some seem to think they must race right straight along, or else they will lose the inspiration, and the people will lose the inspiration. If that is inspiration, let them lose it, and the sooner the better. I wrote an article on that point when I was at St. Helena, because I felt as though our ministers were going down, and there was some cause for it. They were violating the laws of their being, and their vital organs were suffering.